This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Teen girls in federal custody were moved among states after Obama administration officials calculated, with the help of abortion-friendly judges in Texas, ways to not only circumvent parental notification laws, but to find ways to make you and I pay for these abortions. Margo Cleveland first uncovered the plots by examining emails that happened to come up in an ACLU lawsuit seeking to get Catholics away from helping immigrants. The Obama administration brazenly manipulated multiple systems to advance and encourage abortion. Missouri's Claire McCaskill essentially says that if journalists are not friendly to her U.S. Senate campaign, they are committing fraud when they interview campaign staff. After a staffer bragged about how Planned Parenthood found ways to not report contributions to the abortion-friendly senator, her campaign offices no longer allow video cameras in their offices. This is Life News Radio. The American experience of good citizens voting to shape the future for the sake of goodness is again being tested. The myth that my vote doesn't count destroys both humility and this simple exercise of goodness. Perhaps you can participate in political campaigns, but on Election Day this November, be certain to participate and vote. The Gosnell movie has been censored by 28% of theaters, including some who have had packed-out screenings. Perhaps more shameful is that the movie is not offered in Philadelphia, where convicted murderer Dr. Kermit Gosnell sold drugs illegally, clearly harmed women, and committed murder. Now in 480 theaters, the movie Gosnell is still doing well. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.